Step away from the car.
Step away from the car.
Step away from the car. Some news about active transport.
I looked around the world at all the different pedicab designs over the last 200 years since the rickshaw was invented in Yokohama. There's some amazing stuff happening in e-bike tech, but in terms of pedicabs, we've still got a long way to go.
Pedicabs. They're an obvious and old form of sustainable transport. They haven't really taken off yet in Australia, but Daniels Langeberg plans to run a national fleet of them and is making a good start with his Adelaide company, EcoCaddy.
Built out of steam pressed bamboo and aluminium and our battery technology, lithium ion batteries. So we have probably one of the most effective vehicles for moving people over short distances. Pedicab, I think, hasn't really been taken seriously over the last 200 years. So EcoCaddy is trying to change that. We're trying to make cities more sustainable and livable by providing a greener transport option.
And it's an e-bike.
Yeah, and that's where we get noticeable advantage in that we can accelerate faster, we can go further as well, and we can also go up, hills, and we can make places more accessible. It's more comfortable for everybody. It's more comfortable for the rider, and it's also more comfortable for the passengers, which don't feel uncomfortable because the rider is sweating it out. Yeah. Naturally, we gravitate towards where there are a lot of people. So we have hotspots, and those can be viewed in our app to hail an EcoCaddy through your smartphone. Yeah.
Sounds like you've got a pretty good idea of the national and international scene as far as pedicabs go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How's it going?
You tend to find them in cities and in towns where there are a lot of tourists. So usually the pedicab operators will charge a premium for that service. 20, 30 bucks, sometimes 100 bucks a ride, depending on where you are. But that doesn't really become attractive for a person, a commuter, that wants to use this service every day. So one of the first things that we did with EcoCaddy was finding a business model that allowed us to drive that fare down and still be a profitable business. And the reason why is because we're trying to build up a customer base of local users that use us as a way to commute across the city. Yeah. So if we have an advertising model, what that means is that we have advertising space on the vehicle and in the vehicle. So we have a touch screen which sits in front of the passengers. And so that what I love about the business is that our advertising actually subsidizes the cost of the fare and also pays the wage of the rider, and they get paid an hourly rate. And by doing that, we have a consistent workforce, and also they don't need to barter. Yeah.
You actually train your drivers to be friendly.
Yeah, they get hired because it's they're naturally friendly, curious people. They're local, which is another focus where we differ from other pedicab companies, which usually utilize backpackers. Here you have curated tours by locals, so they need to be local, frequent users of the city. So they either live, work, or study in the city, and the reason for that is so they know what's happening in the city, and they can then pass on that knowledge to whoever our passengers are. Yeah,
it all sounds pretty good. Tell me about the problems that you've come across.
One of the main ones actually was the bikes themselves, the trikes. They just didn't work, and it's one of the, I think, one of the reasons why a lot of pedicab companies fizzle out is because of ongoing mechanical issues. Maintenance is the Achilles heel of every transport service. So we've been very smart in using, again, technology to catalogue the issues with the trikes and working out patterns. And where patterns have emerged, where components have failed, or, there have been fundamental flaws in the design, we've then utilised local designers, sometimes university students, to overcome or redesign those components. Yeah.
And have you got a fleet of people on maintenance as well?
Over time, this will give you some perspective. So we had a full-time mechanic. So he was doing between 38 and 58 hours a week when we first started. I was actually the first mechanic. I was probably the only qualified person in the Southern Hemisphere to work on this particular trike. So there's not too many specialists there. It's a mixture between automotive electrics, motorcycle maintenance and mechanics, tandem mountain bike and e-bike technology. So you sort of have this generalist, well-rounded person that can dabble in all these sorts of things, including fabrication, like metal fabrication. But now we've taken that 38-hour work week and we've got it down to 6 hours. So, and that's really come through doing things step by step and working through the problems. Yeah.
For how many pedicabs?
We have 7, and that's really our pilot fleet size. The idea is to get up to a fleet size of about 20, maybe 25 cabs in Adelaide. We think that would be sufficient to just the transport and probably delivery demands. We'd probably need a slightly bigger fleet for busier periods throughout the year, so during Fringe, Mad March, and certainly to work with major event organisers like Adelaide Oval, certainly when they're evacuating 50,000 people. We're trying to work out what the right size for Adelaide is and then using that as a model to then move into other cities.
Daniels Langerberg, owner of Adelaide company Echo Caddy. This segment was recorded at the 2017 Australian Walking and Cycling Conference and produced by Nikki Page.